little higher, a little higher.
Higher?
No, no, no. Didn't the special service officer before me give you men any classes in art composition?
Art what?
Never mind, I'll finish it. Corporal, when are your modern dance classes?
Modern dance?
No modern dance. I've been transferred to a desert, an intellectual desert. But what an opportunity.
Ah, Lieutenant Parker.
Colonel Hull.
Welcome to Fort Baxter. We haven't had a special service officer here since Lieutenant Zimmer left.
I was wondering if you ever had one here, sir. I noticed by the records that you virtually no outside organized activity for the men. No drama workshop, no art classes.
Lieutenant, this is a service installation with a permanent party of regular old army men. I'm afraid they're not interested in...
I know what the men are interested in. Can be boiled down to one word. Poker.
Well, there might be a little...
Yeah, usually under the leadership of one sharpster who organizes the game and takes his cut.
Oh, then you've met Sergeant Bilko.
Bilko.
What do you got? Aces. I got kings. Three of them. You know, I don't know. I don't know why I even bother to pick up my pay. Why don't you do it for me, Bilko, and cut out the middleman?
All right, Zawicki. Stop beefing. You're just running into an unlucky streak.
It's in his 24th year.
You in or out?
All right, I'm in. There's nothing else to do around here.
There'll be a great deal to do around here from now on.
Take a chance!
As you were. I'm Lieutenant Parker, your new special service officer.
How do you do, sir? Sergeant Bilko. Get a chair for the lieutenant. It's a quarter limit. You want to sit in, Lieutenant?
Sergeant Bilko. I understand you're my assistant.
Yes, sir. I meant to drop over and give you your order, tell you about the activities of the day. But this has been a very busy night for me, so what with the football pool, the pool contest, the bed-making rules. I only got two hands,
well,
sir.
Sergeant, did you realize that there are supposed to be no poker on playing on the post?
No poker? Why, are we at war?
That depends on you men. Now, I hope to see you all at the modern art class tomorrow night.
Modern art class?
Yes. May I have the cards?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Good evening.
Nice fella.
We're gonna miss him around here. Oh, did you get that? Modern art class. He's going to need volunteers, huh? I give him 2 weeks before he asks for a transfer.
I give him 10 days.
Lieutenant Zimmer lasted a month.
Lieutenant Zimmer had nerves of steel.
I bet he lasts 2 weeks.
5 days.
Five days.
Wait a minute. Let's do it right. We'll make a pool, a bucket throw. What day do you pick?
12 days.
12 days.
Five days.
How many days you want?
Attention!
Sergeant Bilko, I forgot to mention that Mrs. Grimby of the Roseville High School Art Department will be here tomorrow night to start the art classes.
Yes, sir.
I want you to take down the names of all the men who wish to enroll.
Very good, sir.
Oh, and, Sergeant, here is $1.
A dollar?
I want to enter your pool on how long I'm going to stay here.
Oh, sir, we were only kidding about that. It's a joke.
Well, I don't know when I'm going to leave. But when I do, you men will be painting, dancing, acting, and singing. And I'll be a captain. As you were.
He's going to be rough, Sarge.
What are you going to do, hey,
Sarge?
All right. You heard what the lieutenant said, as you were. Now, where were we? Who's in?
I'm in the streets tonight.
Hey, Sarge, look at me. I'm a painter.
All right. Come on, fellas. It's 5 minutes to 8. We've got to make this official. After all, I am Lieutenant Parker's assistant. True? All you men who want to volunteer for the art class, please raise your hands. A little higher, please. Good boys, I'm proud of you.
It's the Bilko boycott.
And look, all you guys who got him in the pool are quit under 3 days. Looks like you got a winner.
Catch it!
Well, Bilko?
Sir, I want you men to volunteer for these art classes. Come on, fellas, cooperate. Maybe there's a Picasso among you. Please, fellas. Not one volunteer, sir. You'd think they'd want a little culture. What's wrong, sir?
Well, I'm counting the men. I'm not sure there'll be enough room in the art class.
Enough room? Say, you don't understand. There hasn't been one volunteer. Didn't I make it? He thought that... There's not a volunteer in the entire battalion. There's not one man who...
Are you Lieutenant Parker?
Oh, Miss Doozer. Oh, you shouldn't have come in here. The art class is in the recreation hall. Miss Doozer is the model we're using.
The model?
I just wanted to know if there was someplace where I could leave my clothes.
Of course.
Well, we've made accommodations for you in the rec hall.
The rec hall?
Yes, the recreation hall. Will one of you fellows who are in the course show Miss Doozer the way?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
me.
Just as I thought, there may not be enough room.
Where?
Sarge, if it was anything else.
You saw, Sarge?
Don't you see what he did? He arranged the whole thing.
Sarge, there might not be enough room.
Listen to me, that's all a plan. When you come, it's all arranged where she says, where can I leave my clothes? Wait for me!
While Miss Duser is changing, I would like to say a few words. While the human body in art, as in life, seems very uniform, we all have two arms and two legs and so forth, there are many variations. Men. Just as no two faces are alike, or we would all look the same. Men. No two bodies are alike. Men. In painting the human body, proportion is everything. Keep that always in your mind. Proportion. Men, I like to start my classes with the human body. Ready, Miss Duser?
Just 1 second.
I know, it's exciting. Your first art class at Fort Baxter, and that's why. Here she is. This is Miss Duser. For our first picture, I have selected a winter scene.
Why, you...
Think
he's killing us, Sarge.
I know. I'm thinking all the time, fellas.
Sarge, 3 weeks of painting, dancing, singing. Are we ever going to have fun again? Just playing cards?
We will, man. I have made my decision.
What is it?
We're going to have a centennial. Fort Baxter is suddenly 100 years old.
But you did that once already, Ernie. That's when Lieutenant Zimmer had himself transferred.
I know. We still have that unpublished history. You know the one we found in the old store shed? The only history ever attempted about Fort Baxter.
Yeah, but I thought you promised the colonel you was going to bind it.
I did, but I better save it, I said to myself, in case something important comes up. And, gentlemen, this is it.
A centennial.
What did you say, sir?
A centennial.
Heavens, sir, how do you ever think of all these things?
A centennial. Parades.
Parades.
Drills.
Wonderful.
Marches.
Visiting generals.
Senators.
Newsreels.
Movie stars.
Why, we could have a pageant, sir.
A pageant.
You thought of it again, sir.
Those long-lost heroes at Fort Baxter. Philco, this is it!
Sir, I've done some research on this subject.
Philco, it's in your hands. You stage that pageant. I'll get the publicity rolling. A centennial! Why, it's the best idea I ever
Wonderful,
had!
Wonderful, sir!
What was that he said?
Oh, sir, I gotta get the clay modeling. They've all got sticky fingers.
Philco, come back!
Yes, sir?
Come back here! Did he say centennial?
I didn't hear what he said, sir. I was so busy...
Did he say centennial?
Well, sir, I think he did.
I thought you burned that book.
Sir, it's a real true history of the post, sir.
It's history that has been forgotten. Let's leave it that way. Philco, shame on you. I know the lieutenant has been a little hard on you fellas with this culture drive of his, but I thought you could take it without resorting to something like this. Why, if you start on that centennial routine, he won't last a week.
Oh, Sergeant. Oh, I want to see you just about one thing.
Well, Lieutenant Parker, now, about that centennial.
Really, Philco, it was supposed to be a surprise.
It's no surprise. If you'll step into the privacy of my office, I'd like to discuss with you something about the history of Fort Baxter.
Oh, well, Colonel, Sergeant...